USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
An airstrike by the United States targeted facilities near the Syrian-Iraq border used by Iranian-backed militia groups. The strike came more than a week after a rocket attack in northern Iraq killed a civilian contractor and wounded a U.S. service member. Former Secretary of State Mike Pompeo criticized the airstrike in eastern Syria late Thursday, saying it should have targeted something that threatened the United States of America. A divided House on Thursday passed a bill that would extend civil rights protections to prohibit discrimination on the basis of sexual orientation or gender identity, but the measure faces an uphill battle. The legislation passed 224 to 206 along party lines and stands a small chance of drawing enough support in the Senate to advance. House Democrats will leave a provision to increase the minimum wage to $15 an hour in their version of the COVID-19 relief package set for a vote on Friday, despite the measure does not comply with budgetary rules. USA Radio News.
Rockstar Radio. Did you know this station, this network, is looking for their next rockstar broadcaster? That's right, we are. And it could be you. It could be you interviewing the guests, talking to the newsmakers right in the middle of everything. Have you ever dreamed of being a rockstar show host? Now could be your chance. Together with this station, we'll help you with everything you need. The studios, the equipment, your own producer, a co-host if you'd like, and so much more. Broadcasting is changing. There's never been a need for fresh voices and unique opinions like there is right now. You can do this. Our professional team will guide you every step of the way. Sound effects, show content, building your social network media, and everything you need to be the next rockstar broadcaster. Get all the details. Email Bill at rockstar.today. That's Bill at rockstar.today. To get started with your own show, email Bill at rockstar.today. That's Bill at rockstar.today. Don't wait. You could be the next voice for America. Email Bill at rockstar.today.
Helping us break down Thursday's passing of the Equality Act by the House, Texas USA Radio News Bureau, John Clemens, has more.
The legislation now goes to the Senate, where it faces a number of opponents. The Equality Act will amend the 1964 Civil Rights Act in order to protect discrimination on the basis of sex, gender identity, or sexual orientation. Congressman Doug Lamborn of Colorado expressed his concern what this will mean to faith-based organizations.
Countless faith-based businesses and nonprofits across the country would simply cease to exist.
The co-chair of the Values Action Team is also concerned for churches.
The reality is that churches could be forced to violate their beliefs simply to stay open.
The bill passed Thursday in the House 224 to 206. Mobster Peter Gotti, the one-time Gambino crime boss and brother of John Gotti, died of natural causes in North Carolina, where he was serving time in a federal prison. He was 81. This is USA Radio News.
You've heard me talking about MyPillow for 3 years. Folks, it's the truth. I get the best sleep of my life with a MyPillow. You can do it too. 60-day money-back guarantee, 10-year warranty, made in the USA. You'll sleep well or you'll get your money back. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Special, use my promo code USA, get two MyPillow premium pillows for the price of one, or call 1-800-951-8175. Get the best sleep of your life and do it now.
Sporting events are beginning to loosen up COVID restrictions on attendees. Phoenix, USA Radio News Bureau's Tim Berg reports.
With coronavirus data trends decreasing across the country, many sports stadiums are beginning to allow a limited number of fans to attend games. Tickets are selling like hotcakes for MLB spring training games, most teams allowing 15 to 25% capacity. Adidas Irwin is the general manager of the Barclays Center, home of the New Jersey Nets.
We won't be in an arena full of fans. We'll be in an arena with 300 fans, and so everybody will be spaced out.
She also tells CBS News,
I liken it to 9/11. There's a lot that we still do that came out of that terrible experience.
Before the pandemic, the most attended sport in America is the National Football League, averaging just over 67,000 folks per game. Mr. Potato Head is going gender neutral. USA Radio News' Wendy King reports.
Hasbro has announced it's eliminating the Mr. from the name of its popular Potato Head toys to offer children a gender neutral way to play. Hasbro said it will still sell individual Mr. and Mrs. toys under the gender neutral Potato Head banner. The company said the rebranding will feature more inclusive messaging.
NASCAR and Major League Baseball are competing for your attention on Sunday. NASCAR is in Miami at 3:30 p.m. Eastern on Fox and MRN. Major League Baseball is mostly in Florida and Arizona for spring training. For USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.